We'd put them, we had big old tubs, you know, we'd put them in and we'd clean all that to put our stuff that we'd make, like blood, well, like rice pudding and boudin and all kind of things like that, you know, sausage. And this thing that we buy in New Orleans, but it's not like that, it's the andouille. We'd save all that to put all that in. And then he'd cut, he'd open his hog up good, and he'd cut on each side of the backbone. Just cut it down there, on each side of the backbone, just as good as you could cut it with a saw or something, he'd use his axe. And he'd take that backbone and cut it up in pieces, you know. They call that chops now. They use that. I don't know what they do with the real backbone these days. But they take all that meat that we used to leave on the backbone and call it chops. But he just cut his like that. And the neck part of the hog, we would make a roast out of that. That'd make the best roast you ever ate. And the bony parts, we had plenty of meat on them. We'd stew turnips and all like that with it.
You were making any from the meat of a head?
Yeah, that's called, I love that. That's hog head cheese. I buy it here in Maryland. It's so peppery you can't hardly eat it though. But it's the one in Maryland. There's one kind good up there, but the other kind, the reddish kind, I don't know where it come from. I never did buy that kind. But the other kind is good. You know, outside it's so peppery. But we use the head for that and the feet.
When you catch your meat too long, the meat got
grains. Well, it never did.
Spoil.
It never did spoil. We never had meat to spoil enough. My husband would put this coarse salt on it. My daddy too. There's nobody. I don't think there's anybody could have salted meat down in brine. We kept it in brine, just salt water, you know. Any better than my daddy could. That meat would come out just as pretty and red as you want to see anything. He'd put saltpeter, a little bag of saltpeter, in the bottom of his barrel. And that was the prettiest meat you want to see.
But whenever you catch your meat too long, it got
rains.
Spoiled.
It spoiled, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'd keep it from one end of the year to the other. We'd butcher in I'd say in December and January, and we almost had meat until the next December and January. And we'd take the fat, we made bacon out a lot of it, just put it down in brine. And we made a lot of cracklings, you know, melted it and made lard to cook with and all like that. Nowadays you're not supposed to use that. That's just too rich. You can't use it.
The meat between the shoulders and the ham.
Yeah.
Was of what?
That was between the shoulder.
Shoulders and the ham?
Uh-uh.
You know what the middling was?
No.
Side of bacon?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. But I never did hear that, you know.
Well, the meat that you would buy, sliced up thin to cut with your eggs?
That's bacon. That's what we used to make. We'd take big slabs of fat, you know, that you'd get off of the back. It was, sometimes it was this thick. And you cut that up in squares until you get ready to use it. When you got ready to use it, you just cut it up fine as you could get it and then fry it quick. Well, that's bacon.